Another common question that's come up is the patient with a HER2 positive tumor has been treated in the past, 6 months ago, a couple years ago, particularly in a node positive tumor. The trials provided the trastuzumab to the control patients. I think if they had been treated within 6 months or a year, I think it was a little bit variable. What about that in clinical practice? Any sort of thoughts about guidelines?
What I've been doing and what I did, actually now it's not so much of an issue because most of the patients are out far enough from the ASCO meeting, is if it's 6 months or less, I really did follow the guidelines that the trials put out. I have occasionally, I think in one or two patients who are farther out than that, if they had high risk, given them trastuzumab. I think it's reasonable with such a huge benefit.
Do you think it makes sense to take sort of a similar approach to what we do initially and try to estimate what the chance of recurrence is from that point in time beyond for a patient who maybe is at a year or two or beyond, and use that as a guideline about whether you use delayed trastuzumab?
I think the way I would look at it is exactly what you said. You take the risk that they had initially a year ago, the benefit of whatever you gave them, and see where they are at that point. So I think it is reasonable to do that. I think you have to do that. I don't know how else you could do it.
Well, I mean, for example, that would imply that a patient who has 5 or 10 nodes who's 2 or 3 years out maybe ought to think about it.
Right. I think that that's reasonable.